James R. Gashel, Advocate, Ambassador, Executive. There is a photo on the page, the caption, James Gashel. Jim Gashel was born in 1946 and grew up in Iowa. After his early introduction to the National Federation of the Blind as Kenneth Jernigan's student at the Iowa Commission for the Blind during the 1960s, he has been devoted to serving the blind community in various capacities. A 1969 graduate of the University of Northern Iowa, with work toward a master's degree in public administration at the University of Iowa, Jim started his career teaching speech and English for 1 year in Pipestone, Minnesota. He then accepted a position as assistant director at the Iowa Commission for the Blind in Des Moines. With that move, he found his calling, working with the blind and finding ways of solving the problems that face them as individuals and as a minority. On January 1, 1974, Jim joined the staff of the National Federation of the Blind as chief of the Washington office, where he became one of the best-known advocates for the blind of the United States, combining his commitment to blind people with his interest in the political process. As the Federation's scope and influence evolved, so did his roles and responsibilities. In his professional career of almost 34 years with the Federation, he held the positions of Director of Governmental Affairs and Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives. Jim's Federation work led to significant changes in virtually every law directly affecting blind Americans. The Social Security Act, the Rehabilitation Act, the Randolph-Shepard Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, the Copyright Act, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and the Help America Vote Act. In addition to championing these causes, Jim has won the love and respect of the thousands of blind men and women across America who have directly benefited from his informed and effective personal advocacy. No matter what his position, through his drive and devotion to Federationism, Jim has earned the informal title of the organization's non-lawyer lawyer. With his first wife, Arlene, Jim is the father of three adult children and the grandfather of six. His daughter, Andrea Beasley, has four children, and his son, Eric, and his daughter, Valerie, each have one child. During Jim's service at the NFB, he received the Commissioner's Award for Outstanding Leadership in Rehabilitation Services to the Disabled, the highest honor presented by the Commissioner of the United States Rehabilitation Services Administration. He is also a recipient of the Secretary of Labor's Outstanding American Award. In 2001, Jim and his second wife, Betsy Zaborowski, jointly received the NFB's highest honor, the Jacobus Tenbrook Award, honoring them for their achievements through decades of leadership and work with the blind. Jim joined KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated as a vice president for business development in April 2007. In his final position with the Federation, executive director for strategic initiatives, he led the public introduction and launch of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, the world's first truly portable text-to-speech reading device for the blind. As part of this effort, he raised and administered the funds necessary to support pre-release beta testing, product announcement, and public promotional efforts to bring the product to market in 2006. Jim's employment with KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated has brought him full circle in his career since, after first meeting Ray Kurzweil in April 1975, he also organized and raised the funds necessary to test and launch the original Kurzweil reading machine, released in 1977 as the world's first text-to-speech reading system for the blind. Jim was elected to the NFB's National Board of Directors in 2008 to fill an unexpired term and was re-elected in 2009. He brings to the board both expertise and contacts in the blindness field and an abiding commitment to the work of the NFB. In accepting his 2001 Jacobus Tenbrook Award, Jim offered comments that remain relevant today and reflect his approach to our mission. All I would ask is that all of you remember that it's all of our responsibilities to go out and work for the movement. We can't all go out and climb a mountain like Eric Weyenmayer did, and we can't do all the wonderful things that every one of you do all the time, or raise $5 or $6 million like Betsy did, but we can all work for this movement. We all have a place in it. Jim's place is absolutely unique.